Okay, gentlemen. So we learned in the last shiur, Amar Abaye, Achal Putit Aloka Arba, Nemal Aloka Chamesh, Mishum Sheretz Aoretz, Hashoretz Ala Aoretz, Tziru Aloka Sheish, Mishum Sheretz Ha'of. And now the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Barav Huna, Risek Tisha Nemalim. So if you grind up nine Nemalim, Vehevi Echad Chai, and as a result of that Chai, Vehishon the Kezayis, Loka Shesh, Chamesh Mishum Beria, Veachas Mishum Kezayis Nevela. And Rabba Amar, Rav Yochanan, Afilu Shnayim Vehu, Rav Yosef Amar, Afilu Echad Vehu, Lo Pligi, Haba Rab Revei, Haba Zutre. So basically, the Gemara is telling us that if you take a combination of mashed ants, doesn't matter how many, and the live ants, and you together, the total equals more than a kezayis, then you're not going to violate a mere five lavim, but you'll even violate a six lav mishum nevela. There is discussion in the Rishonim whether when it says nevela, it means literally nevela, the yisur nevela, or perhaps the yisur nevela only applies, as Gavi Silver points out, according to some Rishonim, to nevela tahora, to a kosher animal that's not shechted, so it wouldn't apply to shrutzim, so it'll be some other issue. But the Gemara is using the word nevela in a generic sense. Okay, so Rashi here comments, Risek, Mieich vikitet ubitlan mitoras birya. So by grinding it, it's no longer a birya, and you're violating mishum kezayis nevela, kishev bol o humes. When did it die? It died only upon swallowage. And it's mitztarif lekezayis nevela, but apparently, when you're eating it, what's its status? It's alive. And indeed, is that meduyak in the Lashna Gemara? Yeah.
No.
Yes. Because the Gemara says, make it 17. Risek tisha namalim vehevi echad chai. And you're bringing one of them alive. So Rashi's taking that word literally and says chai means has to be alive in order to be over the Isra. Okay, let's jump into Tosis. So Tosis says, Risek tes milam vechad chai, perush. Now, one second, before I get to Tosis. Again, so Rash says, you take it how? You take it?
Chai.
And then what happens to it? Ukeshebolohu mace. And when you swallow it, it dies. Now, is that significant?
It
has to be dead. Why does it have to be dead? Why does it have to be dead? Because there's no Issa Nevela unless it's dead. So it has to be dead. So the Isser, it has to die at some point. So when you swallow it, it dies. That generates the tziruf of the Isser Nevela. Because if you don't have it dead, then you're never going to have a kezayis of Nevela. The Risuk plus this animal that's going to be dead gets you to kezayis. Why is it, according to Rashi, seemingly important that it be alive when the whole process starts? Because otherwise it's not a bria. To be a bria, seemingly, says Rashi, it has to be what? It has to be alive. There is this comment over here. Okay, fine. We'll leave it at that. Okay, so now Tosis comes along and says, Risek tishan amal vechad chai perush sholem aval vadai have mace. Says Tosis, we're not talking about an animal that is alive. That's not true. It is dead. But what when it says chai, what does it mean? It means it's whole. Di wrote Saloma chai mamish, because if you're talking about chai mamish, in Cain, heyach mashlim lekazayas nevelos. In other words, according to Tosis, why is Tosis making a fuss over here? Why is Tosis objecting to Rashi? What's Rashi saying? What's at stake over here? So according to Tosis, what's pressuring this issue? What's pressing the issue is nevela. You have to eat nevela. What is called eating nevela? Taking, eating a dead thing. If it gets dead while you swallow it, You didn't eat a dead thing. You ate a live thing, and that's not an Issa Nevela. So Tosfos says it's got to be what? It's got to be dead. Now, my question is as follows. Is Tosfos the simpler pshat?
No.
Why would Rashi object to that? So Rashi has an objection. Number one is because of the simple Lashna Gemara. The simple Lashna Gemara says chai. What does chai mean? Alive. So first of all, let's pause there. How is Tosfos going to understand the word chai?
Shalom.
But it says chai.
Because when it, because it's all, the only way it, it could live alive.
Did I see your hand up? Yes, Gabi.
The only way that it could be alive if it was full. So
if the only
if
way
it was full. The only way an
ant
can be alive,
it's
like
it's
a
zombie,
it's dead.
So say shalom. What is, what's, yeah?
The way it was created.
Oh. So I saw in the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss's Sefer, where he just wants to try and, on a linguistic level, understand Tosfos. So what does the word chai mean? Sometimes we speak about, chai means alive. But if I say basar chai, what does basar chai mean?
Live.
What?
Live meat.
Live meat? There's no such thing as live meat. So what does it mean? It means raw meat. It means, chai also means, raw meat means it's meat that is in its natural state, that is unprocessed. So Rav Asher suggests that the word chai here, according to Tosfos, can be understood to mean unprocessed ant. What is unprocessed ant? Lafuke. Lafuke risek. It's shalom. It is whole. Yeah, it's dead. See, eating the vela, it is whole. Now, why is Rashi, aside from the text, but on a svara level, Rashi is still confronting an issue. What's the issue Rashi's confronting? He's confronting the issue of, he's got to come up with this. That's what Rashi says at the end. Well, how did it become a nevela? It becomes a nevela because kishabolo humes. When you swallow it, it's dying. So yeah, it's going to be a nevela on the back end. Umitzdarv lekazai is nevela, and as that's enough to create seer. Rashi's gonna squeeze that in, that it's nevela, not when you eat it, it's nevela when you swallow it, and that's enough to be mitzdarv.
So you go like both?
No. So I'm saying, why is Rashi not learning like Tosfos? Okay, there's the word chai, but we said Tosfos can learn, can deal with the word chai. Why else might Rashi perhaps be objecting to the vision of Tosfos? Why else perhaps is Rashi objecting to the vision of Tosfos? Yes?
Maybe because then it would...
Don't say maybe. This is a clear answer. Go ahead.
If it's chai, then it's separate from the risek?
Yeah.
He probably holds that beria is only a beria if it's chai.
Maybe the din of beria... What is the word... Where does the beria... That's not what he said. What does the word beria come from? Where did we get this word from? Kibriyasa. That it is... Kibriyasa. In a way, it's created. So how does Tosfos Lechora understand Kibriyasa? Has to be showing. Has to be complete. Doesn't have to be alive. Has to be complete. Rashi might be telling you a bigger chiddush that it has to be Kibriyasa. It has to be alive. Now, we'll come back to that in a moment. Okay. So now comes Tosfos. So Tosfos says, now, we're talking about a sholem. When it says chai, it means sholem. V'im tomer. So given that fact, so Tosfos has a very strong kasha. V'im tomer. V'lomali she shalem. Why do we even need shalem? After all, b'kezayis mimenu lilki. You should get malchus even if it's not shalem. How much ant are you eating now? You're eating a kezayis. So now if I ask you, if you ate a one single ant, one single little ant, how many malchus you have?
Five.
What are the five for? It's like Rashi, not like the Rambam. What are the five for? What are the five for?
Three
for Sheretz Haaretz, and two for Stam Sheretz, for a total of five. Good? What's the chiddush of eating one nemala? Even though it's less than a kezayis, it's a beria, you chai five. Okay. So say it again. What's the chiddush now of beria? You don't eat shear. It qualifies as shear. You don't need a shear kezayis. So says Tosfos, well, let's say you have a shear kezayis. and they're all mirusakim. How many should you be chayv?
Five.
Five plus one is, you still be chayv, the same six. Why? Because you ate good. Beria solves your problem of shear. But if you have a shear, then even mirusakim, you should be chayv of six. That's Tosis Kash. Vim Toma. V'lomali she sholem. Bekezayis mimenu lilke mishum lav destrotzen. That's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. You don't like this kasha? Do you appreciate this kasha? Are you with me at all?
Yeah, but what if you cut up a bunch of half animals like normal bill?
Gavalt.
That counts as enough shear? Like
if you ate a kezayis, ate a kezayis. When's the last time you eat a whole pig? You need to eat flesh of a pig that equals a kezayis.
Is those five? Is those
chatsu
in those?
Yeah.
It's one of the five?
Yeah. So says Tosas Baiter. Again, what are the five lavim for Beria we said? Three for Sheretz Haaretz and?
Two for Stam Sheretz.
Okay. Look at, you have the Torah Or? Just want to, I want to keep an eye a little on Pesukim. You have the Torah Or? Look at Beis in the Torah Or. Just to get the sense. Kol HaSheretz HaShoretz Ala Aretz Sheketsu. Lo ye a chel. So if it's a crawler, don't eat it. Next one, gimel. This is sheretz ha'ov, but doesn't matter, same idea. Kol sheretz ha'ov tamei hulachem lo ye a chelu. Don't eat it. Oh. So it says Tais. Whenever, anytime the Torah uses the language of achila, what does Achila always scream out at you?
Kezayis.
Achila always screams out kezayis. That's what it screams out. So Tosis says. So Tosis says, Delakach asa Achila deshrutzim. When the Torah says don't watch shrutzim, don't eat shrutzim, why is it saying the word don't eat shrutzim? Lomar, di'i ika ke, it's teaching you. It's a chiddush over here. It's a chiddush over here. Listen to the chiddush. Listen to the chiddush. Why did the Torah have to emphasize don't eat shrutzim? Don't eat shrutzim. Let's say the Torah deleted the word eat. It says don't sheretz yourself with shrutzim. Okay? Let's say the Torah says don't sheretz yourself with shrutzim. Would you be allowed to eat shrutzim? L'chora, well, how do you share it to yourself with shrutzim? By eating shrutzim. So why did the Torah write eat? If it could have just written, don't share it to yourself with shrutzim. So Tosis says, the reason the Torah said don't eat shrutzim is it wanted to tell you what is the shear of sheretzing yourself. The kezayis. And therefore, di'i ika kezayis harbe. Let's say you have a monster sheretz. A five kezayis cicada. A monster cicada. And you're hungry. You're hungry. This is a mama sheretz. It's a mama sheretz. So you prepare it. You cook it up nice. A little salt and pepper. And you bring out your knife and fork. You slice it up into nice, thin slices. Gevaldik. The ochal. Chad kezayis. And you only eat one kezayis. You take a bite. You say, this is not for me. That's it. So how big is the sheretz? Five. You only eat one bite of it. Are you over the Isser of Achilas Shrutzim? The answer is yes. Why? Because the Torah used one word. The Torah used the word Achila. And what does Achila always mean? Kezayis. Even though it's a Mama Sheretz, you ate a Kezayis. So says Tosis. Di'i ika Kezayis habi v'ochad chad Kezayis chai. Delek alameimar. Don't say. Da'as alomar. Deba'inan di'isbe. Kezayis ula olam ba'inan she'e shalem. You might have thought that in order to violate the Yisr of Sheretz, what do you have to eat? a whole sheretz. The halesa. It's not true. The mala calls you chayef. And the mala, yeah, it's a tiny little thing, so either calls you chayef. In Cain, al korcha achila, when it says lesson of achila, also le midrash, hey chadika, hey zaisim, o dalid, ve ocha chad ke zais minayu dechad. In other words, if the Torah did not write the word kiz achila, if the Torah wrote the Isser without the word achila, how would you violate the Isser of Shrutz? The answer is you have to eat the whole thing. You have to eat the whole thing. You must eat the whole thing. Let's say I had a 5-pound sheretz, and the Torah did not write the word achila. It said, don't sheretz yourself. How much would you have to consume? You have to eat the whole thing. You have to eat the whole thing. Why? Because the word achila means is an iser of what? Of kezayis. Of achilas, kezayis. But once the Torah takes away the word achila, then it's telling you the iser is don't eat a sheretz. Is a half a sheretz? No. Okay. Now, I told you that if you're sensitive, the answer to Tosa's original question is in this question. Now let's go over the answer again. Let's go over the question. What was his question? Why is it that you have to eat a shalem? You shouldn't have to eat a shalem. Just pack together what? A kezayis of mush, and you're good to go. And you're violating yisr. How many yisr are you violating?
Six.
What's the answer to the question? Without knowing the answer. Maybe you know the answer. But if you didn't know the answer, what's the answer? You should know, I mean, you can guess the answer. But I'll give you a hint. It's in the Torah Or, Os Dalet.
He ate
something. Torah Or, Os Dalet. Look at that pasuk. Read it. Gavi, read it out loud. It says lo tishaksu. It says lo. This is not really the core pasuk. The core pasuk Rashi quotes lo tishaksu below tatamu bahem. So, what's missing in that pasuk? The word achila. Which means, how many lavim will you violate if you eat 10 ants that are mirusakim?
Zero.
No, not zero.
One.
Not one.
Five.
Not one.
Five.
Not one. You will eat
four.
Why? Because by kol hashoretz al haaretz, pasuk says kol hashoretz hashoretz al haaretz sheketsu lo ye'ah chem. So that's an iser of what? That's an iser of kezayis. By the iser achila shratzim, the stam shratzim, it says the word achila. But by the iser lo tishaks lo tatam, the generic, what does it say? Don't sheketz yourself. So the only way you're going to go ahead and get to the iser of what? The Yisr of what? The Yisr of six. To get six lavin is if you're eating a beria and a kezayis.
What's the second
pasuk? Rashi quotes on top. Lo tishaks lo tatam.
So the answer is
as follows. Look inside. Let's see the answer inside. V'yei shloma. Lekach nokat echot sholim. There are lavim of shratzim that do not have a lashon achila. Ume osam lo yilke ad she yochal habria shlema. Aval vaday heicha deksib be la lashon achila lucky afilu af kishabria ena shlema. What is Tosa saying over here? What's the yisod? Pull out the nugget over here. So what's the yisod? What's Tosa saying? When is it enough to eat mirusakin?
When it does
when it what?
Does not
no.
When
When it does write a loss of achila, then mirusakin, you're going to be chayiv. Why? Because it's an isra of a kazayis. It's an isra achila, which is kazayis. Then mirusakin is fine. But when the Torah did not use a language of achila, what's the Torah asra? What's the Torah asra? So listen carefully. This is the key to tomorrow's shir. I'm going to set up a chakir right now. I'll give you two halachos that I know about that apply to beria. Halacha number one is achilas beria does not require a shir. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two is if you have a beria lo batel. So for example, I want to eat a tamar, a date. In Israel, dates have a status of bechezkas. Bechezkas what? Mitulaim. So before you eat it, what do you have to do? You got to open it up, put it to the light, and check for any bug that might be inside. Okay? Now, I'll just ask you a question. Do you have to check for live bugs or dead bugs?
Dead bugs.
The answer is, that might be Machlekes, Rashi, and Tisus. According to Tisus, even a dead bug is a problem as long as it's what? As long as it's whole. A dead bug whole is a birya. Now, I go every Erev Shabbos Kodesh to Rebar. And I always get something. And let's say I'm always getting some kind of smoothie. That's my go-to. And the smoothie contains tamarim. And I watch them take the tamarim, put them in a thing, and grind it up and make a smoothie. Am I worried about... And they don't check the bugs. They don't check for bugs. And it has a mahajan hexer, believe it or not. So what about the bugs? What about the bugs? So the answer is, they are now mirusakim. Were they a kazayas? I sure hope not. But what about... No, they're not beria because they're mirusakim. So they're not a beria. And I'm eating the bugs, though. I promise you, every time you have jam of any kind, strawberry, blueberry, whatever, I promise you, you're eating bugs. I promise you. I also promise you that probably 98% of the time that you're eating honey, you're eating some bugs in there. You're eating bee pieces. Rabosa, how is it that you can do that? What's the answer? Bittle. There's bittle. But let's say a bug fell into the chont. A whole bug. What's the status of the chont? Is it bata?
No.
The answer is not bata. Why? Because beria is not bata. Beria is not bata. So we have two dinim by beria. Din number one is you don't have to eat a kazayas of it. Din number two is beria lo bata. What is the logic? What's the yesod of the din of beria lichora? Yes?
It has chashivas. Oh.
The simple pshat is, a beria is a davar chashiv. Why is it that in Kol HaTorah Kula, in order to be chayav or fulfill whatever achila, you need a kazayas? Kazayas is called an achila chashuva. That's called a meaningful act of achila. So says the chiddush over here, is that if you're eating a beria, you don't need a kazayas. Why not? Because that's a chashuv thing. It's a whole entity. That's called chashuv. Similarly, if it's chashuv, then what's going to be the din of bittul?
It's not
going to
work.
It can't be mavatla, a davar chashuv, by definition. A davar chashuv is on his matter. That's the simple understanding of beria. But I think there might be another understanding, at least with regard to this tosis, and we'll see this more tomorrow, is what's the tosis telling you is really when the Torah says lo tishaksu, lo titamu bahem, what's the Torah saying? And you chayev for achilas shrutz. What's the Torah telling you? Is it an isra achila? It's not an isra achila. If it's not an isra achila, so what becomes irrelevant? Kazayis is not irrelevant. It's not relevant. So what is the isser? The isser is, listen to this, the isser is, I'm not going to use the word achila because it's going to confuse you. The isser is consumption of sherets. That's the isser. That's the isser. Now, is 100 half shrutzim the consumption of a sherets? The answer is no. That's not called the consumption of a sherets. It's a consumption of sherets pieces. But the Torah assered consumption of a sherets. Am I using the word chashivas here? That's not the idea. The idea is, what is the Torah assering? Is the Torah assering a volume? Or is the Torah assering a sherets? So there are going to be two ways now we can understand why Nemala is Chayv Chamesh. The answer is Beria. But what is the real answer? Is the Pshat? Yeah. The Isser of Nemala is an Isser of Achilas Shrutzim. And to be over the Isser of Achilas Shrutzim, normally how much do you have to eat? You have to eat a Kazayis. But over here, you don't have to eat a Kazayis. Why not? Because of Beria, and Beria is Chosha. That's one way to understand it. That's not what I would say, the simple way to understand it. It's a function of Chashivus. But maybe the Torah is telling us something different. What's the Torah telling us? No. The Yisr is not Achilas Shrutz. The Yisr is don't eat a Sheretz. And what's the definition of a Sheretz? A whole Sheretz. That's the Yisr. So for example, I'll give you just to whet your appetite a little bit. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat Gid Hanosha. What does that mean? Does it mean you can't eat a kazayas of Giranoshe? Or does it mean you can't eat a Giranoshe? A Giranoshe. And therefore, the Isser of Giranoshe is going to be over the Isser, even if it's, let's say, a tiny, mini, mini Giranoshe. It's going to be a Kula and a Chumra. What's the Kula? If you eat a big half a Giranoshe, that's more than a kazayas. You didn't eat a giranoshe. But if you eat a mini giranoshe, that's complete, that's not a kazayas, then it would be. Open up for a second the Mishnah, and then we'll close with this. Look at Yud Zayin Amit Ad. No, not Yud Zayin. Go back to the first Mishnah in the parak. And this we'll start with tomorrow. Yud Gimel Amit Aleph. Third to last line of the Mishnah. Kama yochal min hatevel v'yechayv. What's tevel?
Food that hasn't had chum or
wheat. Right. It hasn't been tied. So how much do you have to eat to be chayv for this issur? So Rabbi Shimon says, kol shehu. V'chachamim omrim kezayis. Amar Rabbi Shimon. I atem modimli, do you not agree to me? Be'ochel nemala kol shehu shuchayv. By nemala, what's the din? Kol shehu. What? It's exactly right.
So you have to eat the whole ant.
The whole ant.
Yeah, but that's not kol shehu. Oh, he's saying kol shehu.
A tiny amount of ant as long as the whole ant. So amalo. But the chacham say back, don't give me nemala. Mipnei shi kibriyasa. That's a what? That's a beria. Amar lahem. Yeah, but I hold af chita achas kibriyasa. Why is a chita an untithed piece of barley? That's also a bria. So I hold yechai for a bria also. So what do the chacham say back?
Maybe
it's part of a bria. It's all.
What do you mean it's part of a bria? Means part of a bria.
Part of the whole bria of the whole areas.
No, no, a kernel of wheat.
Maybe say that the wheat.
A kernel of wheat. A kernel of wheat. Forget Rashi. Is that a bria? Is it a natural entity in its own state?
So it's not like different.
So the Gemara is going to discuss this machlokes. And the Gemara is going to tell you, maybe there's a difference between that which has brias neshama and that which is inanimate. So that's an interesting question. Maybe it goes back to Rashi, Chai Shalem. But the Rishon then ask, but Gir Hanoshe, how does Gir Hanoshe fit? Gir Hanoshe is not alive. How are we going to pass like Rabbanan Or, like Rabbi Shimon? You're going to pass in like Rabbanan versus Rabbi Shimon. I promise you. So that's kind of the road ahead. I'll just bring this down. It's going to be very halach l'mais also. Because what's the din l'halacha if you eat one single grape? Do you need a bracha achrona? Let me ein shalosh on one grape. It's definitely not a kazayis. But it's a davar shalom. Is it alive? Pashtus just not. Rabbi Shimon, Chachamim, Beria, Samir Tashem will get into this very deeply tomorrow.
Your parents.
That's yours?
Thank you, Rabbi.
That's yours for sure.